Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen is reportedly easing investor concern that interest rates may rise earlier than previously forecast, saying the United States will need Fed stimulus for some time. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Yellen said Monday that the Fed hasn't done enough to combat unemployment, even after holding interest rates near zero for more than 5 years. The Fed's balance sheet is now up to $4.23 trillion with bond purchases. Yellen, speaking at a conference in Chicago, said, quote, "This extraordinary commitment is still needed and will be for some time. And I believe that view is widely shared by my fellow policymakers. The scars from the Great Recession remain, and reaching our goals will take time," end quote. So what are those goals? More on that after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Understanding the Fed's policies, almost impossible. Fed Chair Janet Yellen claims that real people are behind the statistics of the Fed's policies. In Chicago, she described how one person, Vicky Lira, lost two jobs, endured homelessness, and now serves food samples part-time at a grocery store. But what Fed Chairman Yellen did not explain, how does the endless printing of the dollar and holding interest rates to zero fix that? Yellen never says, only claims that the Fed is committed to spurring the economy and putting 10.5 million people back to work. Is there a plan to do that? Of course not, because the Fed's policies don't and can't do that. The reality is we all know the Fed is a failure, but the good news is more and more Americans are finally beginning to see that. The importance of truth in media go no further than the Federal Reserve, an issue that media continues to ignore and new media continues to expose. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cubed.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And on a Wednesday, as we roll into the third hour, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. On Meet the Press earlier this month, Michael Bloomberg was there, and he claimed that he was doing nothing about gun control. He doesn't need to. He hired somebody for that. David Gregory, who on his best day is a cheerleader, let that statement go unchallenged. Bloomberg, you see, is used to overwhelmingly uncritical media coverage. But he is spending $50 million this coming year on his various gun control organizations. He has in the past pushed for everything from assault weapon bans, magazine size limits, gun-free zones, fees on people buying ammunition or guns, and a long list of other regulations. And now he wants to convince us that he is very reasonable. Unfortunately, he is the worst type of gun control true believer, the type who believes his goals justify his making up facts. The Moms Demand Action, the Mayors Against Illegal Guns, almost all of that money that was ever donated to them came from Bloomberg. And they take some of the claims these groups have pushed. In Get the Facts About Gun Violence in the United States from the Moms Demand Action, the first link goes to a report from the Violence Policy Center entitled Concealed Carry Killers. That report, double and triple counts cases, many of which should be classified as defensive gun uses and thus not counted. The numbers are grossly inflated, but despite commentary pointing out these errors, the group still lists the unaltered report as the first report they cite. After the Santa Barbara attack, the Moms Demand Action asserted 84% of female firearm homicides in 25 countries are in the U.S. They never told the reader that many of the other countries were tiny nations with as few as 2 million people. And that makes a big difference. The population of each nation makes a huge difference. And the data is decades old. Recent data only has only total homicides, but it is clear that women in the U.S. are not at greater risk than women in other countries. According to the United Nations Office of Drugs and Crime, women are not at greater risk of being killed in the United States. That coming from the UN. In 2012, the U.S. actually has one of the lowest female homicide rates in the world. Both of the Bloomberg groups, the mayors and the moms, claim that there were 44 mini new towns with a total of 28 deaths at our nation's schools between December 14, 2012 and February 10, 2014. Those numbers are very easy to refute, as their statistics are a hodgepodge of unrelated numbers added together. Not all of the attacks they included occurred on school property. legitimate self-defense is included in the many new towns. See, gun violence includes self-defense. That's gun violence. Let's go to the phones. Troy in Virginia. Yes, sir.
Yes, Bill. First of all, I want to let you know, I absolutely love the way you have an innate ability to just make nonsense of the people who hate us as gun owners.
That's not a long stretch for me to go, though, Troy, but thank you.
All right. The real reason I called was you had Texas Law Shield. I'm in Virginia. I used to live in Charleston, South Carolina, so I have fellowship with you on that.
Yes, sir.
For those of us who don't live in the U.S. and Texas Law Shield coverage, you brought this up, I think, a week and a half ago. I do have a USCCA membership. It does carry that. And then I also have the VSDL, Virginia State Law. So it's the same. I would like to offer that to other people that don't or are not until U.S. Law Shield comes into effect.
I think Virginia also has. Didn't Cuccinelli open up a firm that deals with that?
That's what I belong to now. So now okay. I no longer have to worry about that. I've got the almost $250,000 or $750,000 for legal, and then I've got Cuccinelli on my side. But until Texas Law Shield and U.S. Law Shield comes to our state, like you keep saying, you're going to have them on your side, we don't have that option yet.
That's true. I sit here. I wish something like that would happen in South Carolina. USCCA, I looked at USCCA, and the problem with USCCA, as I see it, is they give you a list of lawyers that operate in your area, right?
But I absolutely agree with you, and that's why I went above and beyond board. It's
yeah.
not one-stop shop like Texas Law Shield is. So I went above and beyond. I'm only using them as my insurance policy in case I ever have to draw my firearm.
Right.
But I already have Ken Cuccinelli and his group. I'm in Virginia, so that's my go-to mechanism until something like the one-stop shop that you keep promoting comes online.
How does the Cuccinelli program work? I saw that he was opening that up. I haven't seen too many details on it. How does that work?
Like $200 a year for me and my wife. We both carry, both have concealed carry permits. And he doesn't reimburse us for any legal fees, but he's on call. If you've ever been involved in any kind of lawsuit, you got to pay for documentation, copies. I don't care if they go get coffee, they charge you for that. Point being is the USCCA covers all of that for me. Cuccinelli and his group are my go-to Second Amendment lawyers. I did look at the trying to find a local guy, and I had a really hard time. Even Virginia, who is a pro-open carry, pro-Second Amendment state, not so much.
Yeah, I mean, you're from South Carolina too. I mean, you should be existing down here. I don't know when you left South Carolina, but existing down here, you know, they think we're this red state and all this other stuff. Not quite the way the perception, though.
No, yeah, I left just before Hugo decimated Mount Pleasant.
Well, that's been a few moons.
Yeah, a few moons. Yeah. But the point is, I just wanted to offer. For all of the other states that don't exist in the Texas Law Shield, I wanted to, and I tried to do this offline, I didn't want to do it promo because I'm not promoting it, other than the fact that, yes, we are a concealed carry group. I don't open carry for a very important reason. Even though I'm a pro-open carry state, the cops still harass you. I'm riding my motorcycle, I've got a sidearm open, they stop you. And we're pro-open carry. So I feel carry for a reason.
So, you know, one thing, and Scott in Wisconsin, will you hold through the break, please? I'm coming up on the break. One thing that interests me about that is there like this phenomena in Virginia, like there must be in Texas, like there must be in South Carolina, where the criminals are open carrying now?
Almost. Almost.
All right. Well,
we
You know, that actually gives me an idea. I probably need to look around and see who else is out there and actually do comparisons. Now, it sort of sounds like you have to use... I tell you what, you hold over through the break, too, and we'll finish up on the other side, and then I'll get to Scott in Wisconsin if you have the time.
All right. Thanks, Bill. I'll hold.
Hang on. We'll get to both. We'll get back to Troy and back to Scott when we come back from break. And we'll discuss that at length. And then we'll get back on the Bloomberg guy, because he's so used to not being challenged that I just can't stand myself. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
Welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Back to the phones we go. Troy in Virginia. I was going to ask you, is the plan that you're doing, you have USCCA because with Cuccinelli, you need something to pay for his services if you have to use him. Is that the way that's working out?
Correct. With Cuccinelli, he does not. He charges you, but you are okay. Let's say I got the silver bracelets. I've got a nice little ride to Bug Fed. He's my first call, but I can't pay for him. Where USCCA actually pays for that.
Okay.
Whereas Texas Law Shield, it's a one-stop shop. But
make one phone call, it's happening.
Correct, yeah. Just so you also know, and for everyone who's out there, I'm telling you, I normally don't read a magazine cover to cover. One of the benefits of being a USCCA member is they have a concealed carry magazine. Awesome magazine. You don't have to be a member to subscribe to the magazine. It talks about Zimmerman. You shouldn't. Whether you drop a slide or a racket, carrying purses. The only time I've ever skipped a magazine article in that so far is when the girl had the pink skirt on and does this hide my stuff, because I don't usually wear a pink skirt.
Just doesn't apply to you, does it?
Yeah, but other than that, it's a good magazine, and it talks about training, methodology, everything you talk about on a daily basis.
They have some very good contributors as well.
Yes, they do. Pinkus, all of them. But with that said, the USCCA, I only bought them because I can't pay. You know how much it costs to defend yourself?
Yeah, you're probably looking at a minimum of $20,000 just to stay out of jail.
So I'm talking about a couple $100 a year, and then Cuccinelli, another couple $100 a year. But if I ever have to draw my firearm in public, it's going to be well worth it. And I just wanted to offer that to all the people that don't belong to the states that Texas Law Shield.
Yeah, there's 45. Well, I guess not 45. If we take out, there's probably got to be at least 39 other viable states that they could look at being in. I probably need to look at those 39 and see what they got available.
Yeah, so I just wanted to offer that to the listeners.
Does USCCA cover you throughout the United States as far as do they have lists in all 50 states people to?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
They do. That's the point.
That's the beginning of the research there, Troy.
Yeah, depending on what you pay for, I'm paying for the platinum, which is up to $600,000, both criminal and civil.
Yep.
Because you know the civil will kill you. Criminal, it almost always nothing, but civil, go back to OJ, that's where you get tapped.
I'd like to see a law passed where if somebody defends themselves in a self-defense situation against a crime, that there can be no civil suit, but we'll see how that goes.
I absolutely agree with you.
We'll see how that goes. But thank you for that. I think you've actually emailed me or tried to contact me about that. It just slipped through the, you know, when you're a one-man band and the rock and roll singer, you gotta, I don't, I miss a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it off air because I didn't want this to be a promo call. But the reason being is Texas Law Shield only covers, what, 5-6 states? And there's, according to Obama, there's 57, so we have a whole...
Yeah, we got 52 more to cover. You're right.
That's the point.
Think of this more as a PSA.
Man, I'm trying really hard. But I'm covered on both things. I've got a lawyer. When I did the USCCA, I will tell you, they are very deficient on... They have a list of lawyers. I've contacted a couple, and they didn't get back to me. So if they didn't get back to me, I'm trying to hire them. I'm in jail, and they're not going to call me back.
Yeah.
Which is why I did the Cuccinelli thing, which I called them 3 times. They called me. They actually answered the phone. But this is Virginia. It's only Virginia. So if you're in Georgia, sorry. But there's got to be someone out there in Georgia or Louisiana that does the same thing as what Cuccinelli's doing.
Well, it's definitely going to be a growth industry, especially since more and more people are going to start carrying guns. I mean, concealed carry is exploding. Like you said, in Virginia, you can carry openly without a permit, correct?
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, for those people that, you know, we don't even have data on that. We don't know how many people do that.
Now, how would you like a really weird statement? In Virginia, concealed carry law? I can open carry and go to a bar and drink, but if I conceal carry, I'm not allowed to drink. Because, and I had to ask this, if I'm open carrying, the other people will police me. If I'm concealed carrying, they won't know that I'm carrying. To me, firearms and alcohol don't mix, but the point is, we're allowed to drink and open carry. I can get toasted off my you-know-what and open carry. Go figure.
All right. Thanks for the call, Troy.
Yeah, anytime.
Stay safe. Scott in Wisconsin, if you would call back, I will go to you immediately. I'm sorry that I abused your patience. Back to Bloomberg, though. We were talking about how they said that there was 44 mini new towns with a total of 28 deaths between December 2012 and February 2014. 40% of those deaths involved lone suicides committed by people on school grounds who were not students, outside of school hours. A third of the attacks involved gang fights. Of the actual deaths that occurred because of school shootings, that was about, in K through 12, it was 6, and another 7 were murdered at colleges. In January 2013, the mayors released a report. Academic publishing on firearm violence fell by 60% between 1996 and 2010. They said this has driven many experts to abandon the field and keep young researchers from taking it up, but that the decline in federal research was undermined overall knowledge creation because scholars are highly dependent on federal grants to support their research. He's saying that unless the government funds them, they don't get to do it. All of that was blamed on an amendment to the federal budget that the NRA supported that prevented the CDC from lobbying for gun control. That claim, again, was totally false. Firearm research in medical journals did not fall. His bizarre measure looking at firearms research as a percentage of all medical journal research, if he looks at it that way, it's gone up. It's just that medical journal research in other areas has gone up faster because medical, you know, the medical field covers a lot of things. When he isn't making up numbers, the research he funds takes cherry-picking data to new heights. In a study released this year of so-called universal background checks, which provide checks on all private transfers of guns, a Bloomberg-funded study looked at only those one of the states that have had such a law. Only when the law was rescinded and examined only one type of violent crime. Now, we're talking about Missouri. Okay, now in Missouri, after they rescinded a type of background check, murder rose 17% relative to the rest of the U.S. in the 5 years after 2007 when that happened. But what they don't mention is that it had all actually increased by 32% during the previous 5 years. And there's a reason why they didn't study the other states and didn't even look Missouri, when the law was adopted in 1981. Research that looked at all states over all the years that the data was available actually found a slight increase in murders concerning background checks. His cherry picking extends to polls. They continually push a poll supposedly showing that 74% of NRA members support background checks for all gun sales. They don't publish the list of NRA members. How do they know who they're talking to? We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it.
Hey, gut grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I'm afraid of Americans.
And welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Before I go any further, let's go to Scott in Wisconsin. Sir, thank you for calling back, and I appreciate your patience.
Hey, brother Bill, I stand with you. Can you pick me up?
Can I pick you up? I don't know. How much do you weigh?
I'll tell you what, brother. You can hear me. You know, brother Bill, I love you, man. And here's what I wanted to say.
Sure.
I wanted to talk about three things. And one is the right and the left side. And it, what I mean by that, and I know you do, is the left side is Satan. The right side is the good father and the son. First of all, and what we're seeing in the world today is we see the demonic, satanic warriors out there that go on the offense to destroy. And what I mean by that is there's a difference between offense and defense. And Brother Bill, you and I stand with all the other guys that are humble thyself, and we will defend ourselves when the enemy comes to us. We don't go out on the offensive to kill people. And this is the situation that you were talking earlier about. The other thing I wanted to mention about is you cannot hit any target if you're panicking. You have to humble yourself in your soul and your mind if you're going to take out the satanic being that is trying to come on offensive to harm you. So I just wanted to thank you. I know the Lord opened up a way to me to get in there finally, brother, and you can. I'll get off here and let you answer that, but you take care and be safe, brother.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. You know, I've said many times, and I'm not sure that on the in the political spectrum that there's very much of this either. One of the problems that we have in the United States today is that is this lack of faith, this absolute getting away from a church, from a belief set, from a value set. Church reinforces things like value sets and belief sets and morals and everything else. And if you're going to church and you're doing your best you can, you're probably leading a pretty good life. And anybody, I don't know if I would view them, you know, in my conscious mindset, when I'm setting myself up, when I go out and I'm setting up, okay, which weapon am I carrying? What am I carrying to support it? When I'm setting that up, I'm not out there saying to myself, well, I'm going to go be fighting some satanic forces today if they rear their ugly head. However, if I am attacked, somebody tries to mug me, somebody tries to do something that might result in my death or the death of somebody in my family, they're attacking my God-given right to be here. God gave me the life. And that's when I'm going into defense. And if that makes me, you know, depending on what I'm facing, that may make people like me anti-satanic because they're attacking something that God gifted me with. But the only difference is, in my terminology from Scott, would be that, yes, I will be going defensive, but I'm switching to offense real quick, and I'm going to be more offensive than the initial offender can possibly imagine. I mean, I don't want to sound morbid or grotesque here. But when I trigger a string at a target, like if I'm walking away from it and I'm engaging a target, I shoot that thing till the magazine it runs out or I get behind cover, whichever comes first. And I'm shooting it as fast as I can pull the trigger. I mean, I'll have 6-7 pieces of brass in the air. I'm hitting them somewhere. Am I shooting it all into one hole the size of a dime? No way. But in a self-defense situation, you're not in a bullseye shooting competition. Your job in a self-defense situation, if you have to bring your weapon up and pull the trigger, is to get more lead in the air than is coming your way. And then he too gets to play dodge, which will take him off point. So, in any event. Now, a pilgrim out there, another misguided pilgrim, named Thomas Elias, has asked a question. If the Isla Vista killings can't spur laws to keep guns away from people diagnosed as mentally ill, what can? Well, first thing there, Thomas, is that laws don't apply to mentally ill people. They exist in their own world. They're making it up as they go. They're manifesting some fantasy situation in their mind. In the case of Elliot Rogers, he was the alpha male. Women should want him. I'm going to show women why they should want me. I'm going to show all of those guys that get the women that I should be showing, that I should be getting. I'm going to show them why I'm the alpha male. And that was his world. Law didn't enter into that part of the picture, into his day of retribution. He points out that, you know, despite some big talk from U.S. senators, there's little chance the federal government will do very much, but then he looks to the actions of, or the possibility for action within state legislators that are far less influenced by the National Rifle Association and the gun lobby. And this is where Mr. Elias falls off the truck. And the truck isn't even moving. It didn't even bounce him out of the truck. You are not going to be able to stop madmen. There is no moral, you know, if a dude walks up on me that is insane and brains me with a shillelagh, Mr. Elias, if in my dying moments I see the fluid of my cranium dribbling down across my eyes, that cat does not get some sort of stupid moral high ground because he didn't use a gun. One therapist described Rogers as pre-psychotic, I guess, on the day of retribution. He went all the way. Merriam-Webster defines psychotic as having a very serious mental illness that makes you act strangely or believe things that are not true. Law professors consulted after the killing said such a diagnosis does not generally affect a person's ability to own a gun, even in California, with some of America's toughest gun control laws. Rogers had no criminal record. He went through all the legal hoops. And, you know, Mr. Elias points out the fact that Rogers stabbed his first few victims demonstrates that no matter what gun controls are put on guns, violent people can still find ways to kill. And then, once again, after pulling himself back up on the logical truck, he falls back off of it and says, but there's no reason to make it easy for them. That's why Democratic U.S. Senator Richard I Lied About My Military Service Blumenthal of Connecticut said immediately after Isla Vista that he would try to revive gun legislation that failed to pass in the aftermath of the 2012 murders of 20 schoolchildren in Newtown, Connecticut. Here's the reason, Mr. Elias and Senator I Lied About My Military Record, that this would not work and it is not applicable to what you're describing. What you're describing is designed to slow me down. The non-psychotic, legal law-abiding gun owner. It's designed nefariously, and you get out there and say, there's a language in the law that says they cannot put together a gun registry. That's a subterfuge, because you know the only way this works is for there to be a gun registry. That's how you don't ignore the 400 million guns in existence, right? Get them all registered, new and what's out there. And you act like we're stupid, like we don't see what New York has done and California has done with their registries. We see that. And you think that we think that you would know that you're so good and you're just such people of the people, you know, you're lawmakers of the people, that you would never use that against us to come up with new and incredibly imaginative ways to take guns from us, right? That's what you believe. So, Mr. Elias, your heroes in the Senate, Feinstein and Blumenthal and the like of them, they're not going to get anything passed because it's not addressing the issue, and you aren't addressing the issue. You aren't addressing the issue. With a psychotic person, easy doesn't cut it. He's not worried about the means. He's worried about the ends. He wants to know if he can justify, if he can bring his fantasy to some sort of fruition. That's what he wants to know. That's all he wants to know. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
You own a gun. The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
WarSport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. WarSport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
And welcome back as we get ready to go away on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. For those of you who might be interested in checking it out, as soon as I sign off here, I'm going to be on Newsmax TV, NewsmaxTV.com with J.D. Hayworth, with actual video. So, radio host on TV. That sounds like such a non-starter. Being described as the most despicable column of 2014 by AmericanThinker.com, we have this gem from Washington Post by Paul Waldman. His headline: how much does right wing rhetoric contribute to right wing terrorism? And he starts out, what I'm about to say will raise some hackles, but we need to talk about it. It is long past time for prominent conservatives and Republicans to do some introspection and ask whether they're contributing to outbreaks of right-wing violence. This is going back, this takes us all the way back to Jared Lee Loeffner, where they said it was Sarah Palin's fault. and I give me a minute to think about this, and I'll let me formulate. To the answer to his question about conservative rhetoric contributing to outbreaks of right-wing violence. I think the correct answer should be, bite me. Because this is an obscene smear from Mr. Waldman, and it demands to be answered in kind. And it does get worse. Before I go on, let me be clear about what I'm not saying. I'm not saying that Republican members of Congress bear direct responsibility for everything some disturbed person from the same side of the political spectrum as them might do. I'm not saying that they are explicitly encouraging violence, nor am I saying you can't find examples of liberals using hyperbole and irresponsible words. But what I'm saying is this. There are some particular features of conservative political rhetoric today that help create an atmosphere in which violence and terrorism can germinate. Okay, now that he's clarified, I feel much better. He goes on, the most obvious component is the fetishization of firearms and the constant warnings that the government will soon be coming to take your guns. But that's only part of it. Just as meaningful as the conspiracy theorizing that has became utterly mainstream since Barack Obama took office. If you tuned into one of many national television and radio programs on the right, you heard over and over again that Obama was imposing a totalitarian state upon us. You might hear that FEMA was building secret concentration camps. Glenn Beck said that and later recanted that. Or that Obama is seating the government with agents of the Muslim Brotherhood. Your grandfather probably got an email offering proof that Obama is literally the Antichrist. Meanwhile, conservatives have become prone to taking the political disagreements of the moment and couching them in apocalyptic terms, encouraging people to think that if Democrats have their way on any given debate, that our country, or at the very least our liberty, might literally be destroyed. To take just one of an innumerable number of examples, when GOP Senator Ron Johnson says the Affordable Care Act is the greatest assault on freedom of our lifetime, and hopes the Supreme Court will intervene to preserve our last shred of freedom, is it at all surprising that some people might be tempted to take up arms? After all, if he's right and the ACA really means that freedom is being destroyed, then violent revolution seems justified. I could go on and read this drivel to you. Instead, I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to deconstruct it for you. What he's basically telling you is that you are simpletons. And that you might listen to Senator Ron Johnson and say, they're taking away the last shred of freedom here in the good old U.S. of A. That Obama, you know what? I'm getting out the gun. Thus is born the right-wing terrorist. Now, I don't exactly know what he is pointing to here. If he's pointing to the Las Vegas shootings, those guys were criminals. They don't get to claim any affiliations, in my mind, with the left or the right. Your spree shooters, most of your spree shooters, I mean, Aaron Alexis, he liked some green energy. He drove a Prius. Drove a Prius. I don't think Lexus makes the Prius, do they? No, they don't. He believed in Obama. I mean, James Holmes, he was an occupier. All these guys have these left leanings or left influences, and they're getting out and saying, oh, the right wing, you know, they're out there, their rhetoric is fomenting violence. All of this based on the notion that the Las Vegas cop killers were conservatives and that they were inspired to kill by mainstream conservative rhetoric. Where are the conservatives dominating in the media? Can somebody point that out? Let's go to the phone's homeboy from South Carolina, Damien. Yes, sir.
How's it going, Bill?
My blood pressure is spiking, so.
Just calm down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. I heard driving to work this morning on 92.1, a morning talk show, and they had a guy on there talking about, you know, anyone with a psychological evaluation, they shouldn't be allowed to own a gun, etc. And that whole conversation is a Pandora's box, in my opinion, because if you look at the DSM for psychiatric diseases, disturbances, problems, and you've seen how it's evolved since the first edition came out in the early 1950s. In 1952, I think, is when the DSM-1 first came out. You had homosexuality listed as a sociopathic personality disturbance. Okay. And, you know, if the Obama administration and his ilk are going to now start saying anyone who are officially diagnosed with some should not be allowed to buy a gun, then, first of all, look at the changes in what is a diagnosis of something. I mean, look at all the kids with ADD that are now being diagnosed with, you know, autism spectrum disorder, and then you group them all in with an Adam Lanza, you know? And who knows what the next 10, 20 years holds for people as far as being described as being psychiatrically impaired and shouldn't be allowed to own a firearm.
If they had their way, Damien, they would look at your desire to own a firearm as a mental health issue.
They're going to be like 1984. They're going to have a chip in your head where you sit there, and if you watch TV and see something happen with a gun and you say, ooh, I might want to do that someday, or I've thought about doing that and never acted on it, and they're going to be like, okay, take him off the list of people who can buy a gun. Put him on the no-sell list, you know?
Yeah.
So I think people have to be careful when they want to start saying, oh, well, someone who today is labeled with a mental disorder shouldn't be allowed to buy a gun, because someday you might wind up being on that list of diagnosis, you know, whether you want to or not, you know, that they'll bring in a school psychologist who, you know, evaluates your kid without even your permission and then puts them on a list, and that kid is 10 years old. And it's just like getting off the no-fly list. You'll never be able to get off that list. And regardless of, you know, them asking your permission to talk to your child, evaluate them, the kid's on a list now. And then when they turn 18 or 21, whatever, you know, the legal buying age of the weapon of choice you're trying to get, you're not going to be able to get it, because they're going to say, oh, when you were 10 years old, the school psychologist said that you had, you know, some sort of PTSD from a family incident, and you can't buy a gun now.
Yeah. That's happening now, Damien. I've run out of time. Thanks for giving me a call. You stay safe.
Take care,
folks. Bye. We're going to do this again in 21 hours. Between now and then, I want you to remember this very carefully. It has never been about gun control, ever. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Wednesday, this has been Lock and Load.